We are back. Yes, it's the County 10 podcast. Shireen Herrera and ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to welcome to the podcast. We have Dr. Walton and Dr. Howe with Hometown Eye Care. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Yeah, doing well.
Awesome. I'm excited. Well, guys, tell the folks a little bit about yourselves before we kick off here. Dr. Walton, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so my name is Derek Walton, Dr. Derek Walton. Grew up here in Riverton. Graduated from Riverton High School in 2000. After undergrad, you know, went to University of Wyoming and off to optometry school, Southern California College of Optometry. Right out of school, I practiced here in Riverton with Dr. Kister at Kister Eye Care for a few years, and then left for a few years and then came back. Dr. Kister was ready to retire. I bought the practice from him in 2017 and renamed it Hometown Eye Care and Optical, and just been working here, loving Riverton. I love Riverton. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah, 5 years you've had place. It. Yeah. How's it been going?
I'm going real well. Been
good.
Been a real good time.
All right, Dr. Howell, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name's Garrett Howell. I'm also Riverton native, just like Derek here. And we actually went to high school together in the same class.
That's so cool.
We were friends since before high school, actually. And aww. So we go way back, yeah. So it was an easy choice to want to come back and practice with Derek. And we have very similar styles. We care a lot about our patients. And so I feel like we jive pretty well together.
Well, it's nice to be Wyomingites serving Wyomingites, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so, yeah, growing up in Riverton, graduated same class as Dr. Walton here. And I did most of my undergrad at University of Wyoming as well. And for optometry school, I kind of shipped out the opposite direction and went out to Ohio State University. Well, they will call it the Ohio State University. Yeah.
Yes, the Buckeyes.
But as hard as they tried to convert me to Scarlet and Gray, I think I'm still brown and gold on the inside.
Yeah, go Pokes.
Yeah. And so found my way back to Wyoming. I've got four kids and loving taking care of people's eyeballs.
Eyeballs are so weird, though, in a cool way, though.
They're super weird, but yeah, I think it's the weirdness of it that really intrigues me.
I think there's something to that for sure. But for both of you guys, isn't it cool coming back and serving a community that, you know, you get to see your teachers, you get to take care of some of your friends' kids now in their eyes?
Mm-hmm. It's really been interesting for me because I've been out of town. Like, I haven't lived in this town for 20 something years. I mean, graduated in 2000, and it's been surprising in a good way where you see someone, and I'm the worst with names ever, but I'll recognize a face and something in my brain says, I think you know this person, and we'll start chatting. It's like, oh yeah, you taught me fifth grade. That's right. You know, and that was 30 years ago, right?
Yeah. And they all remember you because that's small town, you know, that's right? How small towns work.
Yeah. It was a little awkward at first, but I've really enjoyed it. I love meeting people, re-meeting people that has been 20 years since I've seen them.
Bringing up old memories.
Teachers,
too,
bus drivers, student, friends, classmates. It's been fun.
Well, if folks don't know where Hometown Eye Care is, 400 East Adams in Riverton, right there, Adams and Broadway. Easy to find, though, 400 East Adams. And of course, Dr. Walton is joining us and Dr. Howell as well. What made you guys get into being eye doctors? We were just talking about how weird eyes are. Did you guys always want to be eye doctors from when you were younger? Because you guys have been friends a long time, so you can probably answer that question for each other.
You know, it's funny that, you know, you might think that. We never talked about being an eye doctor with each other during high school. I don't remember ever talking about that.
No. Nope.
And so we kind of independently decided that that was the route we wanted to go, but neither of us knew that for sure until we were in undergrad. For me, it was late in high school when I was first kind of introduced to that. I didn't have much experience with eye doctors growing up. I blame my parents for that, you know, deep-seated issues here. No. So I was introduced to that idea, and it really seemed to sink in for me, and I started considering it more strongly. Well, after high school, I spent a couple years in the Philippines as a missionary, and it was during those times when you're sitting down in a bamboo hut with folks, and you're trying to read with them, and they're passing around the same broken pair of glasses. versus just trying to function. And it was times like that where it kind of solidified to me, like, yeah, this is worthwhile. And
that's cool.
This is something I can feel good about.
It's one of those heroic stories, too. You tell them, like, aw, man. What about you, Derek?
Yeah,
no,
mine's not as heroic. My dad always told me growing up that I should look into dentistry or optometry, and I didn't really think it was for me. And in high school, I was really big into DECA, active in DECA, and just really interested in business and thought I wanted to be just an entrepreneur. And just owning a business and, you know, having that as my thing. And then actually I was a missionary in Virginia, and I was talking to a friend there, and he was like, I'm going to be a dentist. And I started thinking about, maybe I could be a dentist. But then I went and really thought about it. Like, I'd much rather look into somebody's eyes than into somebody's mouth. And that was a turning point for me. I was like, I'm going to be an optometrist. And I haven't never looked back after that.
I think a lot of people.
One conversation, I was like, I'm going to look into somebody's eyes the rest of my life. That's what I want
to
do.
We'd rather stick to the windows to the soul.
That's right.
Know?
Not the window to the stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, mouths can be really dirty too. So I get that. Well, we're talking with Dr. Walton and Dr. Hal, Hometown Eye Care. You're listening to the County 10 Podcast. I'm Shireen Herrera. Guys, let's talk about how important it is, eye exams. We talk all the time about seeing your physicians for your bodies and taking care of yourself, but your eye exams are just as important.
You know, it's kind of like taking care of our bodies, like you mentioned. People just assume, you know, no news is good news sort of a thing. And, you know, starting out with kiddos, for example, a lot of people don't realize that there can be things going on in the background with kids that are blocking or kind of slowing down their visual development. And so that visual development that happens from the time that we're born and we open our eyes and we have a visual experience, we have to have a good quality image to reference off of in order to develop properly. So no news for kiddos is just no news.
So it is recommended that kids before the age of one have their first eye exam by an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. We have optometrists here in Riverton, but
they're so tiny at that age.
They are, yeah. And it can be a bit of a challenge. You know, we're not having to do every bit of a regular eye exam, but you know, really, you know, certain things that we're looking for to make sure they're able to use their two eyes together, make sure there's not a big imbalance between the two eyes. We actually do want to dilate their eyes at that point so we can get a health check of the inside of the eye, you know, like Dr. Howell was saying, making sure that there isn't anything blocking that visual development there. We can check to see, you know, if they are farsighted or nearsighted or astigmatism. And almost all kids are born with farsightedness and astigmatism, but there is a certain range of what's normal. And if it's outside of that normal range, then our vision isn't able to properly develop, and it can lead to really issues long term.
Just one thing to add to that. A lot of people, they think, eye exam for, you know, a 10-month-old? Like,
right,
how in the world, right?
That's what I was thinking,
like,
you know, wow.
But there's ways that we, techniques that we have where as long as the kiddo's eyes are open, we can do what we need to do. And so we can use lenses and lights and things like that and see how that light is reflecting through and focused through into their eyes. And we can actually get a pretty darn close representation of their prescription even without any sort of feedback from the kids.
Wow. And how often after a year old should kids be seen?
If everything's looking good at that first exam, then we'll check them when they're 3, and then we'll check them when they're 5 before they get into school, make sure they're ready for school. And after that, it's recommended to be a yearly exam. And so that's the recommendation from the American Optometric Association.
And how about adults? How often should they be going in for an eye exam? Say they've, you know, had 20/20 vision 10 years ago. How often should they be getting checked?
Yeah, as long as everything's healthy, then it is every year is recommended there. You know, if we do detect an eye condition, then there's going to be recommended visits in between the yearly exams to be monitoring and treating those things.
So what are some of the new advances? We were just talking about, I was telling Dr. Walton and Dr. Howell how much I didn't like the eye poof. You guys know that poofy thing we had to sit our chin on and it poofs in the anticipation and it freaks you out. And so I told the guys, I was like, I need an eye exam, but can I refuse the eye poof? You guys aren't doing that? Or what? You guys have some better technique there?
Yeah, the technology has improved from the eye poof. So we have what we call an eye care tonometer, which, you know,
everyone knows what an eye care tonometer is.
Like, I don't know what
that
is, but that's...
Yeah. You know, instead of an air poof, just a gentle probe that's barely perceivable at all, much easier.
Yeah, it's super gentle, even for... you know, a really sensitive person like myself. I had the staff practice on me just earlier today, barely even tell.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
The staff at Hometown Eye Care in Riverton, 400 East Adams. We're talking with Dr. Walton and Dr. Howe. You have to have a good office crew to have a good environment. I was just telling Dr. Howe, one of my favorite dentists out of the area, they had a family atmosphere inside their clinic with each other, and I felt like I was a part of the family. And the only reason was because they treated each other like family, and it carried over to the clients. And it sounds like Hometown Eye Care has the same vibe.
Yeah. They really do. And I know Dr. Walton is not one to brag, so I'll brag for him. He's really fostered an excellent sense of family in the clinic. People enjoy working together, which I think is super important, especially in a small town like this, because we don't, it's not like there's convenient other ways to get things taken care of in a small town. Mm. And so there's a certain amount of trust and reliability that you have to have, that your patients have to have in you, because there's issues that need to be done and dealt with.
And I think we've all been answered. Yeah, I think we've all been in those offices where you can just tell,
yeah.
You know. The vibe is not good. You can tell when something's off. And so having a good office crew is one of the best ways to have that transfer over to your customers and your clients and to make them feel like they're one of the crew as well. So I like to hear that about Hometown Eye Care. Now, the other question I have is, how many times have you been on a plane or someplace where they ask, is a doctor in the house? And you are a doctor, but you're not a medical doctor. Has that ever happened?
It's like, are you having an eye emergency?
Yeah, that's all I can help you with. I'm sorry.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, actually, because I'd say at least the first year or so of optometry school is very similar to med school in that we learn about all the systems of the bodies and the intricacies of those. Because you'd be shocked. Maybe you wouldn't be shocked. I don't know. You're like, eyes are weird. I'm not surprised. But so many of the body systems are tied to our eyes and the way that our eyes work. It's one thing that surprised me once I got into practice doing my thing that I never would have guessed before doing optometry school. I'd say anywhere from 4 to 6 times a year, at least, I have the opportunity to directly save somebody's life. Never would have thought that would have been the case before.
Isn't that
school.
Cool?
Yeah. And it's like,
it's
look,
humbling.
Yeah, it's like, you got signs of a stroke. We need to get this checked out. You know, have issues with, you know, carotid artery things. You have signs that you may have cancer, et cetera. So it can be a pretty humbling thing.
Yeah. There are definitely a lot that we can see in the eyes. Like you were saying, diabetes is a big one.
Oh, really?
We've both, you know, detected diabetes in somebody who didn't even know they've had diabetes.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Howell, you've been with the practice almost 6 months now.
Yeah, going on.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Think you haven't got past his probation yet, Dr. Walton?
Right.
You still got a few days.
Still have to report to my officer. <you know.
laughs> Well, Dr. Walton, how is he doing? Give us the rundown.
Yeah, no, he's doing really well. He's been great.
He has to say that because I'm sitting right here, you know. Yeah.
He doesn't have to. But
buying a practice 5 years ago, you know, just I've been slowly building things up. And, you know, earlier this year, we were booked out 3 months and it was starting to get stressful for me. You know, patient calls, wants to schedule an appointment. Hey, can't get you in for 3 months. And, you know, we want to be able to take care of patients. And so having him here, we've been able to see a lot more patients and really being able to really shorten that down. We can get you in a week or two.
Well, you're popular because you're good at your job, Dr. Walton, so that's always a good thing.
Some people
nice.
Call that being a victim of your own success, Derek.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's why he brought you in, though.
That's right. No, I love what I do, and you know, if ever there was a downfall, it's that I nerd out a little bit too much about eyeballs, you know.
So weird,
you
man.
Have
what
to,
are you doing?
Yeah, you have to, like, read
what
the room sometimes.
Nerd out about?
Oh, yeah.
How
much time
squishy,
do we have here?
I know. Have either one of you, I asked you this, dissected an eyeball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like an actual or an animal eyeball, right? Or
yeah.
Cat-cow eyeballs.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Are they similar to ours then?
Yeah.
A lot larger, so you can see the details a little bit better and work with them a little bit easier because of the larger, but yeah.
Well, and, you know, talking about like eye anatomy and things that way or you know, dissecting reminds me of, you know, surgery and things like that. Recently, there was the new legislation that was passed in Wyoming that allows us to practice to more of a full scope of that represents the training that we've had.
Oh, great.
And so up until, I think, has it been a year already?
Yeah, been
maybe
year,
just
year and
a
half.
Touch over a year.
Yeah, a little over a year.
Before that, we were limited. We weren't able to practice to that full extent. And so now we're able to use specific types of laser to do certain procedures. Not LASIK, though. Not refractive surgery in-house, but we can do treatments for glaucoma. We can do treatments for after cataract surgery and things that way. And then we can do other minor procedures and such that way, too. So it's kind of opened things up, because the last thing that I really enjoyed was you have someone who's visually impaired, sometimes elderly as well, and then you have to send them out of the state to have some of these things done that would literally take 15 minutes to do in our office.
Yeah, and you know, that's why it's so important. You guys are from here. You guys are from a small town area. You know how important it is to keep our folks here and keep our residents, our medical appointments here in the area, because it just makes life so much easier. So we appreciate that. If you guys need an eye doctor, you need to get a hold of Hometown Eye Care. You can find them online, hometowneyedoc.com, Dr. Walton, Dr. Howell as well. You guys are fun. We're going to get you back on the podcast, okay? Did we miss anything? Any more crazy eyeball stories?
Oh, we got all sorts of crazy eyeball stories.
Yeah, there's no end to crazy eyeball stories.
I have so many questions. I know. I'm like, okay, when you dissected the eyeball, what did it? I mean, you are right, though. They are a very interesting part of the body. And just as important as seeing your medical doctor, it is as seeing your eye doctor as well. So contact the folks at Hometown Eye Care, Dr. Derek Walton, Dr. Garrett Howell. Garrett, Derek, I'll get that mixed up 7 times over, I'm sure. But guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Good to be here.